الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are countless benefits of reciting Durood and Salam on the best of creation, the seal of prophethood, peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, the angels keep sending mercies upon a Muslim until he continues to recite Salat upon me. Now it is the person's choice whether he recites less or more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, intentions play an absolutely crucial role in our life. Their importance can be realized from the saying of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. The actions are dependent upon intentions. Therefore, I make the intention that I record this silsila to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the benefit of the people. You can also make some good intentions to gain some reward. You can also make intentions that I will try to watch this silsila with full attention and remove any obstacles that will come in the way of my concentration. Whatever I will learn, I will try to remember by making notes if possible, and I will try to act upon this information and also convey it to others. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, welcome to our silsila, The Burning Issues. In this silsila, we try to learn about important social aspects of our daily life that have significant impact, not just on an individual, but also on the family unit, the wider community, and the nation as a whole. The aim of this silsila is to develop a basic understanding of these issues so that we can bring a change within us, a change that will be positive, leading to the peace and tranquility in our homes and in our neighborhood. In this episode, we are going to discuss an extremely important issue, and that is of parents as role models. Generally, parents are happy to take the credit for the good stuff their children do. However, for the bad stuff, the same parents, they will put the blame onto the media, onto the culture, onto the bad society, onto drugs, onto alcohol, onto schools, and many more. Sadly, most parents do not realize the children trust their parents the most, and they firmly believe that whatever their parents do is right and should be followed. We learned in the first episode that children learn most through observation. Parents' behavior sets the example for their children. The main thing to realize is the parents have far more influence on their child than any other member of the society. A teacher once warned a group of parents to be careful how they behave in front of their children. He said, "The way your children interact in school, I know which one of you treat each other respectfully. I know which one of you use foul language at home. I know everything about how you behave in your home by the way your child plays, talks, and behaves during the class. Your child is going to take your behavior and broadcast it to the world. Make sure that what he is transmitting is something you want the world to see." The single most important thing that a parent can do to educate a child is to provide the child with a good role model. A parent has to work a whole lifetime becoming the type of person that he wants his child to become. The most important people in the world in the child's eyes are his parents. They are his first and most important teachers. The behavior of a parent leaves a permanent impression. in the child's subconscious mind. They feel that everything their parents say and do is true and proper way to behave. We all wish that our children would do what we say and not what we do. However, this is not how the mind of a child works. The intellect of a child is not fully developed. As a result, children function on an emotional level, absorbing more from what they see and hear around them than from what they are taught. Your job as a parent is to be the best role model that you can be. I agree that it is hard, but that is the way it is. Sadly, today, there are very few parents who are positive role models for their children. This is a major burning issue. The lack of understanding in this regard leads to significant distress to the child, his parents, the family, and it has significant impact on the community and the whole nation. And we must not forget the negligence in this matter will be the cause of significant distress on the day of judgment as well. This is because we are duty bound by Allah Azza wa Jal to give a good upbringing to our children, and we will be questioned about this duty in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this episode we will try to understand the importance of being a good role model for our children, some positive strategies on improving behavior of our children, and then define some styles of parenting at the end. First of all, let us talk about the importance of being a good role model. Children, they are like sponge. They model everything a parent does and incorporate what they see in their own lives. It is important that parents set the right examples for their children. Babies, they start imitating their parents almost immediately, smiling when they smile, making similar noises that their parents try to teach them, like mama, baba. Young children, they also mimic their parents, repeating what they say and imitating the mannerisms of their parents. By addressing their concerns, sharing their lives, and maintaining a constructive perspective, parents can contribute to their children's personal growth and development. Parents serve as role models not only through direct interactions with their children, but through the examples they set with their attitude and behavior within the family and in the society. As children develop, they need guidance on an increasingly complex array of issues and problems. Parents can share with their children some of the choices and decisions they make in their lives and let their children learn from these real life examples. By displaying moral and ethical behavior, parents can also impart values which can counter the negative influences children may receive from their peers or social media. The responsibility of being a role model can also encourage parents to better themselves as well. Role models are human. They make mistakes. Parents who admit to their mistakes, learn from their mistakes, and strive to better themselves, they can serve as a very powerful influence for their children's emotional growth. By addressing problems and conflicts in their own lives and sharing this process in an age-appropriate manner, parents can encourage their children to address their own concerns and how to resolve their own conflicts. Parents should also display non-aggressive responses to stress and angry moments, so that when their child feels stressed out or angry, then he uses these positive methods of venting out his emotions. If a parent reacts negatively, a child will react negatively as well. In addition, negative reactions to stress, such as shouting or lashing out, they can scare a child. And negative examples of our behavior can be detrimental to a child's development. and can lead to bad behavior. The experts warn that children who display aggressive behavior often learn to do so from a role model at home. These children will eventually act out these behaviors in their relationships throughout their life. Communicate with your children and stay active in their lives. Take the time to listen and share their concerns so that they feel both loved and respected. The more you listen to your child, the more he will share his life experiences with you. This way you can get an exclusive access to the life of your child when he is at school or with his friends. This relationship of trust will lead to your child discussing his problems with you. You can then help your child on how to deal with those problems. This will set an example for him on how to resolve problems in the future and make him a confident individual. Practice respect and tolerance with your child and to provide clear standards of what is acceptable behavior. Develop fun and engaging family activities which share and develop the interests of both you and your children. Whenever you interact with your child, be extremely polite to them. Do not hesitate to use the words please and thank you when making requests to them. You must always choose kind and respectful words when speaking to your children. This will instill in them kindness, politeness, and other important social skills that will help them become good and exemplary members of society. Do not expect others to teach good manners to your children. The only way you can teach politeness to your children is by being polite to them yourself. Remember the example at the beginning where a teacher warned a group of parents. He said, "The way your child interacts in the classroom, I know which one of you use foul language at home. I know everything about how you behave in your home by the way your child plays, talks, and behaves during the class." Life is full of different choices. We all have different likes and different dislikes. This can sometimes give rise to difference of opinion amongst parents. This also happens in the life of your child. Your child needs to learn how to resolve his difference of opinion with other children. Parents could even try to act out a difference of opinion about a particular situation at home. Reason it with each other in a relaxed tone of voice and reach a conclusion in front of your child with one parent agreeing to the other parent, explaining his reasons why he has agreed with the other parent. If difference of opinion among parents is done fairly and with maturity, a child can actually benefit from seeing how conflicts are resolved. Being able to resolve a difference of opinion is one of the greatest skills. Those individuals who have this skill, they have healthy and happy relationships with everyone, and they lead a very peaceful life. On the other hand, those individuals who lack this skill, they will get upset with everyone. Small differences will turn into big ones, and they will break ties with family members, their friends, or even colleagues for years to come. However, parents must avoid any verbal fights in front of children, as these are extremely hard on kids. Children may blame themselves for parents fighting, and this may be traumatizing for years to come. Children may develop low self-esteem and may even behave violently towards other children. Dysfunctional families breed dysfunctional children. children often repeat this behavior in their future relationships as well. I hope that you now realize the significance of displaying a model behavior in front of your child through these displays of good behavior. Your child will automatically copy you. This way you will improve your own personality and help your child become a balanced individual. In addition to the skills mentioned previously, you can demonstrate in front of your children good timekeeping, helping or doing house chores, money management, prioritizing tasks, looking after elderly parents, helping your neighbor, offering your daily prayers, reciting the Holy Quran, giving sadaqah, charity, learning compulsory knowledge of Islam, practicing beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, participating in the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtimaz of Dawat-e-Islami in your locality, watching Madani channel, traveling on Madani kafilas. Think to yourself, how many times you have demonstrated these behaviors in front of your child? Your behavior for the child is like the seed in the soil. If your behavior is according to the beautiful character of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then your child will grow to be a flower of Medina. I don't think I need to mention the flip side of the coin. Today we complain about our children adopting bad behavior. Who are we complaining about? We must reflect on our own behavior, rectify it, and then see the benefit of it. Let us now move to the second topic of this episode. In this topic, we will discuss the important skill of rectifying the mistakes of your child through what we call as constructive criticism. This is another major issue with many parents. They may not appreciate the good behavior of their child, but the moment a child makes a mistake, off they go with words like, "You are useless. You cannot do even the simplest task. How many times I've told you to do things properly? You are such an idiot." Let's pause for a moment. Let's try to put yourself in this situation. You are at work and you end up making a mistake. Your boss comes to you and says, "You are useless. You cannot do even the simplest task. How many times I've told you to do things properly? You are such an idiot." How would you feel? This is exactly how your child feels. Would you like that boss of yours? Well, your child doesn't like you either when you use these words. You will even try to change your job. Well, your child will try to find another alternative role model as well. When your child grows up and he has his own life, he won't be very close to you. He won't come to see you that often. And if you were to get terminally ill, he will put you in an old people's home without thinking twice. Putting one's parents in old homes is not acceptable at all. However, parents' actions, they have long-term consequences. Don't blame your children for everything. Try to look for your own mistakes as well. We have an obligation to teach our children how to conduct themselves properly in front of others. Part of this duty requires us to correct their mistakes in their behaviors. One of the ways we do this is through giving our children constructive criticism. First, we need to stress that to rectify their bad behavior is not an option, it is an obligation. As parents, we have a duty to redirect our children. It is not in our children's best interest, nor do we do them any favors if we do not guide them properly. When we see things that come up in their daily lives that they do wrong, we must correct this behavior. How can we, as parents, redirect our children's behavior in such a way that it does not get in the way of the healthy parent-child relationship? Very important question. Now, my dear mothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are a number of things we should remember when redirecting our children that will make our criticism more accepted and more effective. Rule number one is that children, they have feelings. And this is probably the most important thing to remember when criticizing your child. It is obvious to everyone that children have feelings, yet very often it is something that we as parents forget. Children, particularly when they are small, they are completely in our control. It is easy to forget they are little people. They have feelings that can be hurt and self-esteem that can be crushed if we criticize them in a non-constructive, belittling way. We must try to relate to them as we would like others to relate to us. Before we say anything, pause and think to ourselves. If someone else were to say these words to me, how would I feel? Then think, what words would you like them to use instead? Now use these words for your child so that his feelings are not hurt. The second rule is that deliver your message in a clear manner. The goal of proper criticism is to get your message across to your child. That means that you have to have a message. If you don't have an idea you're trying to convey, then all you're doing by criticizing your child is venting your own anger and frustration. You will do nothing positive for your child. And your child will not change his behavior in the future. Remember, your goal with criticism is to educate, not to punish or embarrass or to seek revenge against the child. When you criticize, you must have something you're trying to teach. This message can be different according to the situation. For example, your child has written with a pen on the wall. The message you need to convey is that walls are not for writing. Why not get them a small whiteboard and they can use their imagination and creation to produce their masterpieces of art on this whiteboard? If you think constructively, then for a small price, you can make a big difference. Now, once you have a message, or first of all, once you realize that children have feelings, and then you got a message to deliver, now we need to deliver this message properly. There are certain situations where you need to tell your child off due to severe nature of their bad behavior. Sometimes you have to express sharp disapproval of their behavior or actions. However, this needs to be done with certain principles in mind. Principle number one of delivering the message properly: criticize the behavior, not your child. This is absolutely critical. Direct your criticism towards the negative behavior. It has to be clear to your child that it is the behavior that upsets you, not the child. For example, your child has a habit of picking his nose or biting his nails. You want your child to stop this behavior? Instead of saying to him, "You naughty boy, why are you picking your nose?" Approach this situation in the following manner. "You are a good boy, but picking the nose is bad. Good boys do not do bad things." Now, these are two very simple sentences. If you use this approach, then you have criticized the act of picking the nose. You have clearly conveyed to your child that he is a good boy and he needs to give up the bad habit. This is definitely a positive approach which will increase the chances of him leaving his bad habit without jeopardizing your relationship with him. The second principle of delivering your message properly is, don't label your child. Children get their sense of who they are from what others tell them. when a parent gives a child a label, this label will eventually stick with disastrous consequences. For example, child tries to do something, but he makes a mistake or messes things up. The parent goes, "You can never get things done. You are a failure." This is a very common label, and it tends to stay in the mind of that child. This child will never be a successful individual. Very soon, the child will get it fixed in his mind that he is a failure, and he will not bother trying anything in the future. His life will become a failure. Instead, use the following approach. "Don't worry. Let's analyze what went wrong so that next time you can become successful." Then help your child identify what went wrong and what is that they need to do next time to ensure that they succeed. This approach will help your child learn from his mistakes and turn failures into success. On the contrary, there are so many adults out there who are unable to achieve their full potential because their parents put this label on them, "You are useless." The third principle of delivering your message properly is that if you need to tell off your child, you need to tell your child off in private. It will be hard enough on your child to have to bear your criticism. You should do everything you can to spare him the embarrassment of being told off in front of others. If you tell your child off privately, he will definitely respect you for this, and this will increase the chances of him stopping the bad behavior. Tell your child off in front of others, and he will hate you for this. He will get more angry and will become antagonistic and up the ante. The fourth principle of delivering your message is don't dwell on the past. The only valid criticism is for the future. What the child did is over. You should acknowledge the mistake but make it clear that the reason you are speaking to your child is so that he can improve in the future. Those parents who frequently keep mentioning previous mistakes of their children, this causes the child to develop low self-confidence, low self-esteem, which leads to significant psychological issues and distress in their future life. This child will always be nervous and afraid of trying anything. Now, once you acknowledge that children have feelings, you got a message, now you've delivered it properly, the fourth principle of rectifying is offer an opportunity to the child to correct the wrong himself. Sometimes we need to wait before we rectify the wrong behavior. Your child should also be given the opportunity to redeem himself by correcting his mistake, by realizing his mistake. You should have suggestions how the child can correct the wrong. This will give your child the message that he can't hurt others and just walk away. He must say he is sorry or do the victim a favor. It gives him a chance to take responsibility for his actions. It also allows him to put the misdeed behind him and move forward. If they spill a drink on the floor, rather than shouting at them, politely request them to clean it up. If they write on the wall, again request they need to wipe it or rub it off. This approach will be much more counterproductive than shouting and getting angry. The more you get angry, some children intentionally will do wrong stuff to get their parents angry, to get their revenge. So be wise, stay calm, and put the responsibility on the child to rectify his own mistakes. This is the type of punishment which will reduce the likelihood of this behavior repeating itself. Now the next step is to deliver the criticism with love. How can you deliver criticism with love? This is vital. Criticism is a gift. It is a gift of knowledge. It is a gift of values. But it is an unwanted gift for your child. Still, it's a gift nevertheless. No one wants to hear criticism. Our goal when we give criticism is to do it as painlessly as possible so it will be received properly. It must be clear that when you deliver your message that you are doing it for your child's sake. If your child knows that what you are saying is because you love him, the message will be better received. You can simply say to them, the beta, you've done this wrong and I'm only rectifying it because I love you. But if you get angry, all the child will hear is anger. What the child will hear is, you don't like me. Nothing else will be heard. You must make it clear to your child that you are criticizing because you care about him. You cannot let the message get blurred out by the static of your emotions. This is not easy. It is easy to talk about it and to listen to this when no one is around and things are calm. It is much harder to apply this idea when there is a storm going on and the tensions are high. Still, we have to acknowledge at least the proper way to do things, or else we will never be successful. Sometimes it is better to actually delay the criticism. Commonly we have a knee-jerk reaction to respond immediately when we see our children do something that we don't like. This is a normal reaction. However, you should always try to think, if this is the best time and place to criticize your child, when your child does something wrong, he will be expecting the criticism right away. When the child is expecting the reaction, his guard is up and he will react by defending himself and fighting back. He will not hear what you say and he will be defending himself. Sometimes it is better to wait until things quiet down. Then you can discuss with the child rationally and the child will hear it properly. You will also be calmer and be able to deliver a better message to your child. And sometimes no criticism is the best. Because the purpose of criticism is to correct future behavior. If it is clear to the child that he did something wrong and he is clearly admitting, sorry dad, I've done it wrong, I've made a mistake, and he feels bad about it, and he is not likely to repeat it, then there is no added need by acknowledging his misdeed. We do not need to criticize this child any further because he's already accepted that what he's done wrong and he said he will not do it in the future. My dear sons and brothers, I know it is hard to be a parent. But the more effort we put into steering our child on the proper path to adulthood, the more happiness you will have when you share in your child's successes through his life. Sadly, I have run out of time for this episode. There are still some Madni pearls left for this topic, which we will inshallah try to cover in the next episode. Keep watching Madni channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.